This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. On Monday, a trial gets underway in federal court in Boston that's drawing attention around the country. The man on trial is Barry Cadden. He was the co-owner and head pharmacist at the New England Compounding Center in Framingham. Prosecutors say Cadden and others at the center cut corners, used expired ingredients, and worked in unsanitary conditions as they produced an injectable steroid compound that treats pain. As a result, prosecutors say, the steroid medicine became contaminated by a fungus, and that caused many people who got the steroid to develop meningitis. 64 of those people died. Nearly 700 more became ill, some severely. Barry Cadden is accused of causing 25 of those deaths. He faces charges of second-degree murder and has pleaded not guilty. The people with the most vested interest in the trial are the dozens who lost a loved one in the 2012 outbreak and those who were sickened themselves. For many of them, life is challenging and enveloped in pain. We spoke with three of them. It all began with an injection.
I'm Bill Thomas. I'm 62 years old, and I live in Lowell, Michigan. The last injection, the steroid injection that I got in my spine was for pain in my legs, due to spinal cord injuries. During the course of the next few days, I felt like I was coming down with the flu. I came down with an incredible headache that didn't go away, terrible neck pain, and my eyes were very sensitive to light.
Bill Thomas's experience became hellish, but he insists that others had it a lot worse. About 70 medical clinics around the country used the tainted steroids to treat their patients' pain.
My name is Angela Farthing. I am 46, and I live in Maryland outside of Baltimore. I had fungal meningitis. I was admitted to the hospital. I was there for about 2 weeks undergoing treatment, and when I was released, I ended up having a stroke and developed a brain aneurysm. I was readmitted, and I was there for almost another 2 months. I got very sick. I was vomiting all the time. I had horrible headaches every day. I lost a good 30 pounds. I went down to 100 pounds. I lost a lot of my hair. I looked like the Walking Dead. My liver and kidney functions were failing. I missed about a year of work, and it was discovered later that I had developed an abscess in my spinal cord. I had to go back into the hospital and stay and have that surgically removed. But they could not get all of the abscess out because they said if they would have sliced any deeper, they could have paralyzed me or I could have lost bowel or bladder function.
Angela Farthing says she's had to give up the dance company she founded. Others left jobs too. In the case of a woman in Pinckney, Michigan, it was so she could take care of her mother.
My name is Kathy Pugh. My mother, who is the victim of the outbreak, is Evelyn March, 85. It was an abscess in her back on her spine at the site of the injection of the tainted medicine.
How is she now?
She's not doing well at all. It's pretty much 24/7 pain. She went from being a very vital woman with just sporadic problems with her back to where she's bedridden in a hospital bed on oxygen, looking up at the ceiling. That's her life. Occasionally trying to watch TV, but she finds it hard now to concentrate for a very long length of time. That's one of the side effects of the antifungal medication, which it was take or die.
Do you mind? I know your mother, Evelyn, is there. Do you mind if we speak to her briefly?
Yes, one moment, please.
Hello?
Evelyn, hi. This is Lisa Mullins. Thanks an awful lot for talking with us.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm just wondering, in your own words, what goes through your mind in all of this? You've been through a lot. What's going through your mind now?
My life's upside down compared to what it was. But I don't understand why, things could be allowed to happen like that. Getting old is bad, but then to put something else onto it.
Are you paying attention to the fact that the co-owner, the head pharmacist of New England Compounding, is on trial now? Does that matter to you?
Yes, it does. I hope he gets his butt burned. I mean, well, I better shut up because I probably say more than I should say.
The way my life is now post-tainted steroid injection is that I've gone from being a person who walked 2 or 3 miles a few times a day And I used to go out a lot in wilderness areas and did backpacking. And now I only leave the house a couple times a week. I'm always tired. I'm always in pain. I just can't really function. I can't think. I get confused easily. My memory's poor. I can't read like I used to.
You say that you go to a restaurant and reading the menu is an intellectual challenge.
It is. It stresses me out to try to select what I want to eat and then to actually remember it in order to place the order.
Bill Thomas says his wife helps him make it through every day. Even knowing she's in the house makes him feel better. Angela Farthing can't seek comfort from her husband anymore.
He really suffered quite a bit when I was diagnosed. He had to take care of me, had to bathe me, had to change me. He had to do my IV. He had to take over cleaning the house and cooking and taking care of our dogs and doing all the grocery shopping. It was very unequal and unfair to him. He was a recovering alcoholic, and unfortunately he stopped going to AA meetings and he succumbed to his addiction. It was a very bad time in our marriage, and it never recovered.
Until what happened?
Well, my husband, he took his own life. He was sober, and he fell off track when I got sick.
14 people were charged in the outbreak, including the head pharmacist, Barry Catton. Catton has pleaded not guilty, and his attorney wouldn't comment for this story. Some victims, including Bill Thomas, hoped to attend some of Catton's trial, in part to send a message.
There's so much greed and carelessness and hubris involved, and I think that 25 counts of second-degree murder is getting off easy. Justice needs to be done here. Tremendous harm was done to a great many people, and that should not be forgotten.
Some people who've suffered from the outbreak have received compensation. Many have not, including Bill Thomas and Angela Farthing. Negotiations with insurance companies and others are slowing things down. Many of the victims, including Angela Farthing, in pain every day, may never know if they'll ever be healthy again.